This is Akashvani, the news read by Aditi Lumba. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said that India's fight against terrorism is not just a matter of security, it has now become a part of the national defence doctrine. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh stated this while addressing the air warriors at the Bhuj Air Force Station in Gujarat. He asserted that the current ceasefire means that India has kept Pakistan on probation on the basis of its behaviour. He added that if the behaviour improves, it is fine, but if there is any disturbance, harshest punishment will be given. Defence Minister made it clear that Operation Sindoor is not yet over, saying eliminating of terrorism is the new normal of New India. The minister also asked the International Monetary Fund to reconsider its financial assistance to Pakistan. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said he has a large portion of the funds will be directed towards supporting terror-related infrastructure within Pakistan.
साथियों ऑपरेशन सिंदूर ने यह स्पष्ट संदेश दे दिया है कि हमने शांति के लिए जितना अपना दिल खोल कर रखा है शांति को नष्ट करने वालों के विरुद्ध उतना ही अपना हाथ भी खोल कर रखा है एक और बात मैं यहां साफ कहना चाहूंगा कि ऑपरेशन सिंदूर अभी खत्म नहीं हुआ है जो कुछ भी हुआ है वह सिर्फ एक ट्रेलर मात्र था अब जब भी सही समय आएगा तो हम पूरी पिक्चर भी दुनिया को दिखाएंगे
Government is planning to send multi-party delegations to different countries to present India's stand against Pakistan-sponsored terrorism in the wake of Operation Sindoor. Sources said each delegation is expected to have a group of MPs from both ruling and opposition parties. Senior Congress leader Jairam Ramesh told reporters in New Delhi that Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has spoken to his party president Mallikarjun Kharge over this diplomatic outreach initiative. The move is intended to further highlight New Delhi's stance on terrorism, emanating from Pakistan to the global community, and is expected to kickstart next week. In Jammu and Kashmir, security forces have termed the recent anti-terror operations in Kulgaon and Pulwama districts as significant, resulting in the elimination of 6 terrorists. Addressing the media in Srinagar, Major General Dhananjay Joshi, GOC Victor Force, IGP Kashmir, VK Birdi, and IGP Operation CRPF, Mitesh Kumar, provided details of the 48-hour-long operations. IGP VK Birdi emphasized the importance of intensified counter-terror efforts following a recent incident in Pelgaon, adding that the operations were carried out without any collateral damage. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that Operation Sindoor is a unique symbol of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's strong political will, accurate information from intelligence agencies and the infallible striking capability of the three armed forces. Mr. Shah said this after inaugurating new multi-agency centre in Delhi for intelligence sharing purpose. A correspondent reports that new multi-agency centre has connected all the intelligence, security, law enforcement and investigative agencies. President Draupadi Murmu conferred the 58th Gyanpeeth Award on Sanskrit scholar Jagatguru Ram Bhattacharya at a function in New Delhi. Jagatguru Ram Bhattacharya and the renowned Urdu poet and lyricist Gulzar have been selected for this prestigious award for 2023. These eminent personalities have been honoured with this award for their outstanding contribution in the field of literature. Speaking on the occasion, the president congratulated Jagatguru Ram Bhattacharya and Gulzar for the Gyanpeeth Award. Russia and Ukraine have agreed to carry out the largest prisoner of war exchange since the onset of the conflict between the two countries. The decision was taken during the peace talks between Russian and Ukrainian delegations at the Dolmatshe Palace in Turkish city of Istanbul yesterday. Star Indian javelin thrower Neeraj Chopra finished second at 2025 Doha Diamond League Men's Javelin Throw event. Despite a record-breaking 90.23-metre throw, Neeraj had to settle behind Germany's Julian Weber, who startled everyone with a throw of 91.06 metres. Earlier, the Olympic medalist smashed the 90-metre barrier for the first time in his career with a colossal throw of 90.23 metres in the third round. However, Germany's Julian Weber, who came up with a winning throw of 91.06 metres in his final attempt, surpassed Chopra. And that is the end of this news bulletin.